In his address last night, President Biden said democracy itself is on the ballot. He called for standing against political violence and for accepting the will of voters. He called out the candidates running for every level of office in America, that's governor, Congress, attorney general, secretary of state, who will not commit to accepting the results of the election.
This is a path to chaos in America. It's unprecedented. It's unlawful. And it's un-American.
How are core Democratic constituencies, like young voters, black voters, people of color, viewing the president's speech? Joining us is Professor Peniel Joseph. He's the director of the University of Texas Center for the Study of Race and Democracy and author of The Third Reconstruction, America's Struggle for Racial Justice in the 21st Century. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Peniel, what did you make of Biden's speech last night? His words were strong. Who do you think he was trying to reach with this speech, and do you think that his words spoke to them?
Yeah, I think it's a speech for the base and maybe some independents who are open to sort of the reality of the situation in American politics, not just hyper-partisanship, but a partisanship divide that centers around an authoritarian vision of the United States of America, where the virtues of our democracy are left behind in favor of a winner-take-all strategy that supports minority rule at the expense of voting rights and citizenship and dignity for everyone.
So what part of Biden's speech do you think had the most impact?
Well, I think the part that has the most impact is when he talked about the existential crisis facing American democracy. And then he really told a story. He told a story about, as you've mentioned earlier in the clip, there are people who are running for office who refuse to accept the outcome unless they win, and how that's really virtually unprecedented, not completely unprecedented. And he talked about, this hasn't occurred until the Civil War. And really, technically, it's in the decades after the Civil War. Really, every midterm election was sort of a referendum on whether we would have a multiracial democracy or we would have a kind of racial authoritarianism in the 1860s, 1870s, 1880s, and 1890s. So in a way, we've been here before, but certainly never as this robust democracy, 330 million people with this kind of GDP, this kind of capacity both for enormous good, but also a capacity for enormous violence. So I think the story he told about that we're at this pivotal moment in American history, how those who don't support voting rights and don't support free and fair elections are un-American, and how the average voter should understand that we're not facing a normative or normal election, even though people want to get back to business as usual. I thought that was effective and strong. I think in a way it is playing to his base, because I think his base, including young people, black voters, voters of color, have wanted him to share this message and messaging for a long time. And really, in the last several months, he has much more than his entire presidency.
Yeah. Let's take a listen to another clip. It speaks to exactly what you're talking about. Here, Biden's directly addressing Donald Trump's denial of the election results in his address and the potential for violence.
American democracy is under attack because the defeated former president of the United States refuses to accept the results of the 2020 election. He refuses to accept the will of the people. He refuses to accept the fact that he lost.
You know, and he tied this, Peniel, directly to the fact that, you know, it translates, it's a straight line to the attack that happened on Paul Pelosi, the husband of the Speaker of the House. And I wonder if you think that he was successful in really speaking to some of the core constituencies that we've been hearing maybe won't come out to vote, even though they're fully aware of some of these dangers. And I'm talking specifically about black voters, young voters, people of color.
Well, we're going to see how successful he is after next Tuesday. But no, I think that the messaging is spot on. I also believe that what he's facing is a landscape where, since his election, many, many states have made it harder for the constituency that is his likely voters and his the Biden coalition to actually vote. And I do think that there's frustration on the side of some of his constituency that the president and the Democratic Congress and the administration were unable to pass legislative safeguards, the For the People Act, the John R. Lewis Voting Rights Act, to defend that right to vote. So he's caught between a rock and a hard place. And I think on some levels as president, it's hard to use the bully pulpit in this historical context, because before the hyper-partisanship that we're experiencing now, the president was seen as a sort of unifying figure and a figure who, once elections were over, even people who hadn't voted for the president would support the president. Now that most Americans, at least in terms of polling, are identifying with parties so ideologically, there's really much less support of the president as this kind of unifying figure. So in a way, it becomes a base speech in a de facto way.
Unfortunately, we have to leave it there. So much more to talk about. Peniel Joseph is the director of the University of Texas Center for the Study of Race and Democracy. Thank you so much for joining us on Here and Now.
Thank you.